Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My genes are blue.
Sydney Sweeney, Casper Keynes.
Mm-hmm. What I can't show you is, as they say, that Sydney Sweeney has great genes. Yeah, they're zeroing right in on her chest. That's the whole point. They don't mean genes. What was American Eagle doing? To listen to angry liberal women.
You guys are complaining about that Sydney Sweeney jeans ad, so I went and saw it. That's Nazi propaganda. Wow. I thought it was going to be, like, kind of bad. That's going to be in history book.
I will be the friend that's too woke, because those Sydney Sweeney American Eagle ads are weird. Like, fascist weird. Like, Nazi propaganda weird. Would we be surprised that a company whose name is...
Mm-hmm. Okay, it turns out that American Eagle was actually giving a nod to the most famous jeans ad of all. It's a remake of it. It's the Brooke Shields ad, which you may not remember if you weren't alive back then. I wasn't to watch it, but it was her putting on her Calvin Klein jeans. She could barely get them on there so tight. And you could see Sydney Sweeney is basically redoing the ad, which was very controversial at the time. In the ad, Brooke Shields talks about survival of the fittest is whoever has the best genes. That's the punchline.
The secret of life lies hidden in the genetic code. Genes are fundamental in determining the characteristics of an individual and passing on these characteristics to succeeding generations.
And the whole time she's, you know, squirming around the floor, trying to put on her jeans. She doesn't have any underwear on. That's the whole point of nothing between me and my Calvins. Well, you know, she was 14 and it was very risque, but also extremely heterosexual. The kind of thing that would never be allowed to be seen, because heterosexuality, femininity, masculinity of the real kind by actual people of the correct genders is being erased from our society. Or it was. Why is the left going so cuckoo bonkers over this? Like everything else, comes back to control and money with the left. A lot of people online have a lot of good theories. Well, it's ugly liberal women. It is. They're mad. They thought they defeated this kind of thing. They were going to never have to look at an attractive white woman again, much less a masculine white man. Dear God. But that's not what's going on here. You noticed a number of years ago, roughly corresponding to Obama getting out of office, that all of the ads started to change, and then they changed a lot, and then they really, really changed, and then everything in our movies changed too. And you didn't see anyone like yourself in the ads anymore. Did you notice the characters in the movies and a lot of times in the ad too stop looking really masculine or feminine? They look sort of, well, is that a dude? And men stop looking like men. And the only way you could show a white man in a movie anymore is if he was guilty of murder or really dumb and he needed a black woman to lecture him. You've seen it. Come on, you know. Where'd that come from? Well, that's just liberal wokes writing. No. It was mandated. Because advertisers lost free speech, just like posters to social media under the Democrats. It wasn't about woke. It wasn't about diversity or love of diversity. It was fear. And if you want to understand what has broke, do you feel like something's broken? Do you feel like that? We've seen movies recently that have just come out. We've talked about as a family, I meant to talk about here, that don't have any of this. It's not there. Where'd it go? Well, they're not afraid of Obama anymore. So they can go back to normal advertising that shows normal things that appeal to normal people like Sydney Sweeney, because she's beautiful. Yeah, she's got big boobs too. That helps. And a nice butt, which is why they put it in jeans and pointed out, hey, she's got a really nice set of jeans there. Yeah, jeans. They don't mean jeans. And the left knows what she means. They're mad because if they had run that ad 3 years ago, they would have been destroyed in the stock market. Well, by who? The Human Rights Campaign. Obama's pro-gay censorship outfit. If you want to understand how this worked, you're going to have to tune in for the next segment. Because I'm telling you, 3 years ago, American Eagle stock would have bottomed out after this ad. And it would have been fake. And it would have been orchestrated by the Democrat Party because they refused to say and show and do what the Democrats, most specifically Barack Obama, thought the culture should be. Barack Obama has had a stranglehold on everything you see. And that's why no one on TV looks like you anymore. They're not normal. They're weird. And the fact that Trump won is why the rebellion is happening. And you can actually see an ad like this. They would have bankrupted American Eagle over it a few years ago. And I will tell you how they would have done it and how they can't do it anymore. And that's why the left is screaming, coming up next. Why is the left going wild over this Sydney Sweeney ad? So much bigger than what everybody else is saying. It's because the left would have destroyed American Eagle 3 years ago for the same ad. American Eagle made it because they can now. How would they have destroyed American Eagle? What's the difference from 3 years ago? Barack Obama, through his human rights campaign, had a total lock on speech. That's why people like you, like me, normals, people who are heterosexual, people who are overtly feminine, people who are overtly masculine, don't appear in ads anymore. They're all kind of genderless like Obama. Obama was remaking the world in his image, his bisexual, genderless image. He was, through the human rights campaign. But okay, Tara, but how would they have, come on, destroyed American Eagle over that ad? Oh, in the stock market. See, the big hedge funds that are all liberal, Larry Fink, Vanguard, State Street, all of those, would have simply refused to pick up their stock, would have dumped what they had right onto the market. Would have devalued the shares in response to a bad rating from something called the Human Rights Campaign. If you want to understand the horror of this and why you don't recognize your culture, if you want to answer to the question, why on earth would Bud Light put Dylan Mulvaney on a can? That doesn't represent their audience. Aren't marketing executives supposed to market to their audiences? They are, unless they're terrified of Barack Obama and a human rights campaign. If you want to understand what just happened, the left is in screaming because they think that Sidney Sweeney and whoever made that commercial is a Nazi. They're screaming because they can't control the content of commercials and movies anymore. It's going to revolutionize everything. Here's the headline of the article you need to read. It's from the Wall Street Journal. Last fall, Ford, Coors Light, and other brands retreat from gay rights index. Human rights campaign run by Barack Obama's former deputy campaign manager, i.e. Barack Obama himself, essentially. Human rights campaign used a ranking of companies to advance same-sex benefits. And it talks about when Ford scaled back its diversity initiatives, it called out one organization by name, the Human Rights Campaign, Obama's outfit. The automaker last week told employees it would stop providing workplace data to the gay rights lobbying group, which spent decades persuading big companies to embrace policies hospitable to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer employees and customers, but also minorities. So here's what they would do. In order to get your good score so your stock wouldn't get drop-kicked by these, you know, big, powerful investment firms that would buy trillions of dollars, you had to literally let people from the Human Rights Campaign form DEI colonies inside of your company. You had to provide access to your data, to your hiring data, to your retention data, to your payment data, but you had to let them infect the marketing program as well. You had to pledge that unrepresented minorities would be forefront in your commercials. And well, normal people who do represent a minority could go somewhere else, like people who overtly look heterosexual, homosexual, like heterosexual, male, female, like this. The Sidney Sweeney ad during the height of the campaign of terror of the human rights campaign would have gotten that stock dumped wholesale. But when Trump won, it was clear the Democrats didn't have any more power. The emperor had no clothes. What happened? 535 companies had allowed almost total infiltration by the Human Rights Campaign. That's why nothing you see in your orbit looked right. That's why Bud Light put Dylan Mulvaney on a can. They were trying to keep their stock from being dumped. That's why we see like Jaguar destroyed itself. Their new line of cars come in transgender colors, pink and light blue. They had transgender people in tutus, marketing them, trying to keep Obama happy. It was another form of the censorship, the other side of the coin that we saw the FBI do. The FBI couldn't embed inside all these companies, so they invented the Human Rights Campaign. And so what looked like a horrific drift of our culture that made you feel like a foreigner in your own country, it was fake, fake, fake. Fake woke. Like everything else the left does, it's fake. And so what the Wall Street Journal is pointing out here is what you've seen the campaigns. I mean, they've been going on all year. Lowe's, Ford, Jack Daniels, Molson Coors, Brown-Forman, Tractor Supply, Harley-Davidson, all of them announcing, hey, we're dumping our DEI. And so Wall Street Journal was trying to explain, okay, they are, but why are they all mentioning the Human Rights Campaign in their press releases? They're saying, oh, we're firing our whole department. Well, what's their whole department? It's Barack Obama's minders. If you didn't ensconce them in high-paying jobs where they could essentially rule you from inside your company and make all of your marketing look weird and woke, you were going to get a bad score. You're going to get a bad score, you get dumped. No more Vanguard. No more BlackRock. No more purchase of your stock. Good luck. And that's how they did it. So when you hear the left go wild over the Sydney Sweeney ad, what they're really complaining about is their censorship industrial complex inside of marketing. And this applied to movies. It applied to ads. It applied to everything. Oh, by the way, you had to hire the people they recommended to be liberal woke dictators inside your company, and you had to retain them. I need to prove you were doing it to get the score. This is why whole DEI departments got fired after Trump won. And it started right away. I mean, within weeks of his win. And so when you hear MSNBC do this, this is what they're complaining about.
The pun, good genes, activates a troubling historical associations for this country. The American eugenics movement in its prime between like 1900 and 1940 weaponized the idea of good genes just to justify white supremacists.
But folks, it was more than that. I'm just trying to explain to you why the culture was so off. Why would you market this stuff that doesn't appeal to most of your customers? Because they had no choice. Obama was making them do it. But he wasn't just making them do that. This is how the Democrat Party forces people to fake support them out of fear. The Human Rights Campaign awarded 545, because it's Wall Street Journal, 545 companies a perfect score in the index, including both Ford, Molson Coors, Lowe's, Brown-Forman, Tractor Supply. Yet all of those companies, after Trump won, dumped the Human Rights Campaign. What else did you have to do to get their high score? Well, provide Democrat social groups with lots of money. You had to support social and cultural awareness parades, pride parades, festivals, or events. You had to make big donations to support those. So this is what the Democrats were doing, all that activism that looked grassroots wasn't. It was the result of a terror campaign. And that's why you saw two things that scared the heck out of the left. Their culture is fake. People don't like it. The support for instance, transgender men in sports has dropped by 14 percentage points. Not 14%, 14 percentage points to the general population since this crap stopped. Because it was never real. It was designed to make you think it was everywhere and everybody loved it, so you should too. They fire their DEI departments. They stop funding the pride parades. They stop funding the Black Lives Matter crap. That was part of this too. You had to give or else you weren't diverse. You weren't going to get a good score. Now pay attention to this. Watch what the culture begins to look like in the coming years. This is why the Sydney Sweeney ad struck such a chord. People don't know any of the background I just gave you, but they recognize a familiarity in it. This is what commercials look like in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. They use sex to sell. What kind of sex? Overt heterosexuality. Why? Because half the population, except Barack Obama, loves hot women. It sells stuff. And women want to look like hot women. Because the other half of the population, minus liberal women, love men and want to appeal to them. They want her genes because he thinks she looks cute. Oldest marketing trick in the book. But you know what it is? It's normal. And it appeals to normal drives that normal humans who are not Barack Obama have. And that's why they destroyed themselves. But it's over now. Anyway, if you want to read about Barack Obama's terror campaign, the left's utter failure to remake the society. So everybody will say, oh, Trump won and it's just stopped. No, it didn't just stop. We got the FBI out of Twitter. We removed their headquarters. And now we're getting Barack Obama out of the corporate headquarters of this country. And it's changed the culture like nothing you've ever seen. And it's not going to stop. And that's why the left's going wild. And so what they're going to try to do is tank the stock and destroy Sidney Sweeney. And if American Eagle refuses to apologize and the stock continues to go up, Katie, bar the door. You're going to see a cultural explosion that makes it look and feel like America again.